Sports This Hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and WWC Engineering on your Wednesday morning, 43 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. James Timberlake, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you today?
It's pretty good. You know, I'm tired today.
Oh, yeah?
Already. Yeah. It's, you know, let's just end the day start
let's
over.
Let's just call it what it is. Yeah. You're a little tired today.
A little tired. So.
Okay. All right. Well, then, you know, at least you told us.
Some of those days, you know, you just wake up and you're not feeling it.
You're not feeling it. I get it. But, you know, you'll build some steam as the day goes
on.
Yeah,
true.
All right?
All I need is some sort of something to catastrophically go wrong, and then I'll be like, okay, I'm up now.
The adrenaline will get rolling.
Exactly.
Okay? All right. Look on the date book today. Bruce Dern, actor, is 89 today. He was in Nebraska, The Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
Bruce Dern, many others. Coming Home, I think, was another one he was in. Parker Stevenson.
Okay.
Actor, 73. I know him, he was on The Hardy Boys. That show, long time ago. Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
You said Angela.
Oh, did I say Angela?
Yeah.
No, Angelina Jolie is 50 today.
50.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. 1937, date book groceries chain owner Sylvan Goldman introduced the shopping cart at his Humpty Dumpty store in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
And it was the first cart with wheels and a basket. It was on
cool.
a folding chair. I love it. So they used to put a basket on a folding chair and put wheels under the chair.
Well, you
there
know.
There was your first shopping cart right there.
Yeah.
It probably worked better than most of the ones that we use today.
Probably less squiggly or squealy and stuff like that. Because that's what I think. I think of shopping carts and the wheels are squealing.
There's nothing worse than one that's pulling to the right or left, or the wheels aren't working, or it's squealing.
It feels like most of them, to be honest with you.
I know, right?
Got to get some WD-40 in there.
Got to test them out before you do it.
Yeah.
Cheese day. Yeah, it's our day.
Get behind that. That's your day. This might as well, this is what you will be known for, as far as I'm concerned.
Cheese.
Yeah, you're the cheese guy.
I am. Hug your cat. Hug Emilio today there,
yeah,
James.
I already did.
All right. Good for you. It's Corgi Day if you have a Corgi dog.
I don't have a Corgi dog.
Okay.
Corgis seem like a lot, I'll be honest with you.
Like a lot of dog or what?
Just like they seem very, you have to be very attentive and hyper caring for them. But I could be wrong with that. I don't know. That's just
so high maintenance.
There we go. That's the word I'm
looking for. Some high maintenance dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that.
Huh?
Don't come after me.
Tailor's Day. You
sure.
ever had a tailored suit?
No, never. I've worn a single-digit number of suits in my life.
Single-digit suits.
So I definitely don't have one tailored.
Okay. I've never had one tailored, but I'd like to someday.
Yeah. I'm actually
surprised
by that.
Surprised that I don't have a tailored suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured you would have a tailored suit.
Well, you know, you just buy them and they go, this fits.
Well, yeah, that's true. But okay. it could be perfect fit.
Because they got a lot of sport jackets, as you well know.
Yeah. Yeah, you rock the sport coat. That's your thing.
Got a lot of them. No tailored one, though.
Well, you got to change that.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? If we're laughing today, James, 10 to 15 minutes, we're going to burn off a number of calories in the medium-sized piece of chocolate. So, you know that little chocolate square that we were mm-hmm. partaking in?
Mm-hmm.
If we laugh for about 15 minutes, we can burn the calories on one of them.
Laughing for 15 minutes is a long time.
That's a long, a lot of laughing
you
there.
You had to have, somebody must have cracked a mean joke if I'm laughing for 30 minutes, or for 15 minutes.
If you're laughing for 15 minutes,
yeah.
That's a long time. Unless they're kind of doing some stand-up comedy at the water cooler for you.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's rare.
All right. Most of us love our first name. 42% of people love their first name. You like your first name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James.
Okay.
Easy enough.
Right. Bob. You can spell it backwards.
True. It's a, what was that called?
Dang it. Yes, there's a term.
It's like race car.
Dang it. Can't think of it. Anyway, 31% of people like their first name and 19% are neutral and 4% just hate it.
Palindrome.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Palindrome.
Palindrome. Radar.
It always reminds me of some. It always sounds like a palindrome. Sounds like a exercise machine.
It does sound like an exercise. Yeah.
I knew it did. I was just trying to think of it.
I'm gonna go into Anytime Fitness today and be like, hey, where's the palindrome?
Where's
at?
The palindrome at? Yes. And go, that's Bob.
Mm-hmm. He's like, actually, that's race car right over there.
Race car.
Radar.
It is race car. What do most dads want for Father's Day? Socks, new tie, new barbecue?
Probably the new barbecue. Out of those choices?
56% of dads prefer, and this is what I'm at, I'm totally in this, just a day with their kids and grandchildren. That's all I want.
That makes sense. Right? That's the, you know.
I don't need any more ties or sport jackets or dress shirts or dress pants.
Yeah.
Got plenty of those.
To be fair, though, that's also that's the dad answer is the, hey, I'll spend time with my kids, but come on, you want the barbecue. Like,
no,
come
actually,
on.
I don't. No, I'm not interested in the material things.
I know you love your kids, but if I said, hey, I got a $1,500 rock tumbler burning a hole in my pocket, he'd be like, what? That's not too bad.
$1,500. That's a heck of a rock tumbler.
Yeah, that's
James.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a classic right there, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Just want the connection with the kids.
Right, right. So you just got to keep telling yourself.
Right.
And then I come in with the rock tumbler. We're like, dang, that thing's nice.
Yeah, that's a nice rock tumbler.
I got to get that.
Researchers have solved a 72-million-year-old mystery.
Okay.
There is a graveyard, James. It's in a forest in Alberta, Canada, and it's called the River of Death.
Oh, hey, casual name.
70.
Very chill.
Very chill. Basically it was a graveyard for dinosaurs.
Oh, cool.
And they called it the River of Death because a lot of the in this particular area, Alberta, Canada, there was a lot of floods, and then you know. All the dinosaurs would die, and then they'd wash down the river, and it's part of the, what they call the Wapiti Formation that has a lot of fossils in it.
Is this all in what you're reading right now, or are you
no,
pulling this off the top
no,
of your head?
I'm pulling this off the top of my head. Because I've read about this before.
Doesn't want the rock tumbler. Yeah, right. Are you hearing this right now? Come on.
These, they found a bunch more in this. That I do know. By the way, the Wapiti Formation was in the, you'll find a lot of fossils from the Cretaceous period of time in that one. So anyway,
Bob, you keep talking. I geek out on that. You keep talking about the Wapiti Formation. I'm going to start pulling out Barry Bonds stats for the next 20 minutes.
They found out a mass grave. It's in that River of Death, and they just said they just discovered like full skeletons after another.
Cool.
In this, I know, right? They're going to be digging forever.
Yeah.
In that one. Okay. Enough of that stuff.
Enough of the Wapiti.
Enough of that stuff. Arizona woman drives 100 miles alone to a hospital after a rattlesnake bite.
Oh, my.
Occurred in a remote area of southern Arizona. She was trekking without cell service.
Yikes.
Yeah. And according to reports, rattlesnake struck her lower leg. She remained calm. And despite the increasing pain and swelling from the bite, she managed to reach the emergency room.
I'm sure she lasts that long.
Remember that when I was telling you the story that when I was fishing at night and I came across the rattlesnake and I was in between this, I was walking up a boulder field from the river.
Yeah.
I was walking up this boulder field. And there was these two huge boulders and right in between them. Boom, in the middle of, you know, it was dark, had my headlamp on, comes a rattlesnake. And, you know, he struck, didn't hit me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was like, okay, I can't shoo him away because I'm like in between these two massive boulders. So I did dispose of him. Let's put it that way. But then I got to thinking, James, it's for that rattlesnake rattler that I have in my office, actually. That's the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the one. And I got to thinking about that. I remember that because she drove this way. I'm thinking, if that snake would have got me, what would I have done? and I'm driving home thinking this. I am over 100 miles from the nearest hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking the same thing. Could I make it in time?
Yeah.
Because
you don't really
same
have
situation, I was in central Montana with no cell service.
Yeah. True. I don't know. At some point, you got to think, like, if you're going to go somewhere without cell, like, you got to have, like, a satellite phone or something, right?
You should, probably. Especially if you're going
to... If you're going to a remote area.
I don't go very many places that are remote like that.
Yeah, true. But I try to not go anywhere without cell.
But it did make me, and that story did make me, you know, I thought of that after that fact, and then that story made me remember that and think about that. It's like, okay, first thing you want to do is, like, I have no cell service, and I'm 100 miles from a hospital, so I'm just going to remain calm as can be.
That's rule number one.
Yeah, because
for everybody,
you're right. Your heart's going to start beating through, and your blood's going to start moving, and
and then it's moving the venom, and then you got a problem.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so I'll be thinking about that.
Yeah. Hey, avoid rattlesnakes.
Avoid
There's
them.
A good idea.
Yeah, massive alligator weighing nearly 400 pounds and measuring 10 feet, dubbed the Pepe the Gator, captured Jacksonville, North Carolina. Local authorities spotted Pepe. Close to a roadway, double line. He was captured. That's a big alligator.
That's a big alligator. Now, probably a roadway.
Here's one of the largest alligator ever reliably recorded, measured, get a load of this, 19 feet.
Dang. that's a very big alligator.
Lay down a tape measure.
Yeah.
To 19 feet. I like your run. You know, running into rattlesnakes probably mild compared to a 19-foot alligator.
If it was on the roadway, it was probably just sunning, and then there it was.
Oh.
They love to do that. I remember that all the time in Florida. If it was a sunny day and the asphalt was heated up, they would just be laying on the side of the road all the time.
Yeah. All right. Every four things you didn't know yesterday. Here's some things you didn't know. The first Ford cars had Dodge engines in them.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did not know that.
It was a collaborative effort.
Right, exactly. Americans spend $4 billion a year on lawn care products.
Man.
For your lawn.
$4 billion
a year. 4 billion years, Americans. Every year, 75,000 people around the world are injured by...
4 million people?
75,000.
Oh, 75,000.
People around the world are injured by...
Refrigerator.
Books.
Okay. Does paper cuts count? Because if that's one of them, then I guess it's not tracking.
Lifting
it if not.
Boxes of books?
Yeah, maybe.
Books falling off shelves?
Falling off shelves. I can see that. If it's a high shelf and you got a big book up
and
there.
And a massive paper cut.
Yeah.
That's a massive paper cut if you got it.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
That just makes you cringe, doesn't it? Disney formally eliminated hundreds of positions Monday, mostly in their television and entertainment division.
Which one was that?
Disney.
Oh.
No horse going for the Triple Crown this weekend.
Yeah,
157th running of the Belmont Stakes Saturday.
Who was it? The one Preakness? Wasn't it? I think it was journalism one.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think so too. 157. No horse going for a Triple Crown this year. And this weekend, if you're so inclined, it's not this weekend. I think it's next weekend. Whatever June 14th is.
That is next weekend.
That's next weekend.
Yeah.
World Naked Bike Ride Day.
Ah, of course.
Oh, hey.
I'll be there.
Where do I sign up?
I'll be there. You know it.
Wow. All right. True or false, James? Cheese questions.
Oh, man.
Cheddar cheese.
You already know all the answers.
No, I don't. Cheddar cheese originated from France.
I'm going to say true.
False.
Dang it.
England. Mozzarella cheese is traditionally made from buffalo milk.
Hmm.
True.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Buffalo milk.
Yeah,
wow.
I know, right? All cheeses are naturally yellow or orange.
False.
That's right. Many cheeses are white.
Can't forget blue cheese.
Right. Blue cheese gets its color from mold. True or false?
That's true.
It is true.
It's all curded up.
Yep.
It's gross, but we eat it like crazy.
But we eat it. Swiss cheese has holes because of air bubbles formed during fermentation.
True.
True. Good one. Parmesan cheese must be aged for at least a year to be considered authentic in Italy.
I'll say true.
True. Good one. Brie is a hard cheese.
True.
False. It's soft.
Oh.
I like Brie.
I don't know if I've ever... I've probably had
You probably
Brie.
Had it.
That's the thing, you know. The
it's not
cheese
common.
Is...
You don't eat a lot of it.
It's Are they common. On charcuterie boards?
Yeah.
Brie cheese? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's the one that it kind of spreads, right? I don't know.
It's really soft.
Man, this is more cheese talk than I've ever
I
wanted.
Oh, man. You're learning more things about cheese just before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Processed cheese slices like American cheese are made with 100% natural cheese.
False.
That's right.
American cheese is not real cheese.
Contain other
and
ingredients. Ugh, I don't even want to know what they are. Feta cheese, traditionally made from cow's milk.
True. No, goat's milk.
Sheep's.
Sheep's. Dang it. Dang it.
Oh, you are right. Sheep's milk or a mix of sheep's and goat's milk.
All right, we'll count that as a win.
Okay.
We'll count that as a win. We're
count that as a win. You got one. We'll end on
a couple. I said blue cheese.
We'll end on a high note there because you got one. All right. So everything you wanted to know about cheese.
Yeah.
All right? Because it's cheese day. I might have some cheese today, James.
I'm not going to have it at 8 a.m., but, you know, to each their own.
I won't have it at 8 a.m., but I might have it at 8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
All right? James got Swap Shop next.
The sign in the window said for sale or trade.